My name is Ted Parks, and I'm going to be talking about spiritual abuse in leaders, the fourth warning sign. And that fourth warning sign is that they use many fear tactics because they want their people to be in fear of not obeying, in fear of having any kind of relationship with those who may have left the group, and they want to keep their people afraid of ever leaving. So they want to keep them in fear. Now, the Bible says that we're not to have a spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." So it's talking about a spirit of fear. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if we're afraid of our leaders, something's wrong. That's a warning sign. We should not be afraid of our leaders. The Bible talks about a holy reverence for God, a holy fear for God. But concerning our leaders and other people, we should not have fear. So we're going to look at fear of not obeying the leaders, fear of having fellowship with those who leave, and fear of leaving. So first, fear of not obeying. Now, a lot of times they'll use an illustration to show this. And that illustration they use is an umbrella. And so here's the umbrella, which they say is your pastor or your leader, and underneath that umbrella is all the people. And if the people obey their leader in every area, it's like a protection from Satan. But if they disobey and come out from under that umbrella, then Satan can come against them, and they can be beaten up by the enemy. And bad things might happen. Someone might get sick. Someone in your family might die, actually. There could be an accident. All kinds of terrible things can happen because you're out from under the covering of your pastor. So what they say is you need to be under that covering for protection. And so it causes fear of disobeying your pastor in any way. Well, this is false teaching. The Bible does not teach that. If you disobey God, things might happen, but disobeying your leader, unless what he's teaching you is definitely of God. Now, the scripture that they use to try to teach this, or they did a long time ago, was 1 Corinthians 11, 2 through 16. That scripture actually disproves this teaching, not proving it. So they'd use that scripture talking about the head and covering, and they would twist it and make it come up with this, you know, your pastor's your spiritual covering. But that scripture says that Jesus Christ is our spiritual covering. He is our head. The head of man and our covering. And we're not to have any other covering besides Christ, referring to authority in there. So if you want to read that, read the whole context, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 through 16, and get that whole idea. What is it saying in context? Now, I remember looking at the news, and I saw this news flash that was really concerned me. And it talked about three ladies who in the UK had been kidnapped, abducted, and they were put in the basement of a house. And this person continuously would abuse them. Now, they weren't tied up anywhere. They weren't chained. They could have left any time. But they stayed. And they let this person continue to abuse them again and again and again. The question is, why? Well, they were scared to death. Whatever he told them, he made them so afraid to try to leave. I don't know, he may have said, if you leave, I'm going to kill you, or if you leave, this is going to happen, and they do whatever. But he made them so afraid of leaving that they stayed. And they continued to stay and let this person abuse them out of fear. But they had really no reason to be afraid because they could have left whenever this abuser took off to work. But they didn't. Now, after a long time, one of the ladies decided to go ahead and try, and she, when the abuser had left, or maybe she took a chance, she came out of the house and went to a neighbor and told him the situation. Help came, and all those ladies were set free. They were kept bound. Why? Because of fear. They could have left any time, but yet they could, because it's like this, these chains, this these handcuffs of fear had kept them so bound that they wouldn't leave. They continued to allow themselves to be abused. Now these churches, in this spiritual abusive type of church, they'll keep the people there based on fear. People are afraid to leave. Even if they want to leave, many times they're very much afraid. What's going to happen? I'm going to be beaten up by the enemy because of this teaching, this false teaching. It's not of God. Jesus Christ is the only one that can cover us. He's the only one that can protect us from the enemy. We need to trust in Jesus and follow and obey Jesus in all things. We need to respect our leaders if they're godly, good leaders, pastors. Pray for them, bless them. But they don't take the place of Jesus in our life. We follow Jesus. Allow the pastor to help encourage us and support us to follow Jesus Christ. Secondly, these type of groups don't allow you to challenge their leader, the pastor. There was a guy who went to question his pastor on some areas that he thought were not scriptural. So he talked with his pastor and was sharing, this is what the Bible says of these things, and these things in the church are not according to scripture. And so the pastor seemed to listen and seemed to receive it and said, I'll pray about it. So this guy thought, wow, I was able to help. But later the leader called a meeting, and this time in the meeting he was very upset, very angry. He said, you're trying to take my position. And he took him out of all ministry, removed him in the church, and had him removed from all ministry in the city. Because a lot of times these ministries in the cities, they don't want people working and helping out if the pastor is not supportive of it. And so the pastor was able to use that to come against this guy. Also in this church, there was a whole group of people that were shunned because they weren't obeying the pastor and everything in his vision. And so they would go to church, but they couldn't do any ministry. People had to talk to them. I don't know to what level, but they were being shunned. And then thirdly, I want to look at, in my situation, I wasn't in this kind of an extremely abusive type situation initially when I was young. But when I was trying to get free, it was very difficult because I felt I'd become against God, against maybe the Holy Spirit when I tried to get free. See, the group I was a part, there was a false authoritarian spirit that many people in that group would consider the Holy Spirit. So there was this confusion. And in trying to get free, it's like, I don't want to come against God. But through Scripture, God made it very clear through 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that Jesus Christ is my covering. I need to obey Christ in all things. This was false teaching. So eventually I was able to get free and come into that darkness. And boy, did I get free. Majorly free. And begin to walk in the power of the Spirit. But that fear that I'd become against God kept me from getting free to come to God away from this false authoritarian spirit of darkness. Of course, the Spirit was just oppressing me, of course. Definitely not inside me, but just oppressing. But it was affecting me. Another way they can get you is to shame you before the church. There was this lady that stopped doing this ministry and leading this work because she didn't have time. She had to take care of her family. And the Bible says we need to watch our family, take care of our family. So she was taking care of her family. And the pastor got really angry and upset that she wasn't coming at this, to continue to do this ministry and leading this work. And so he called her before a whole big group of leaders and people in the church. And then just verbally abused her and attacked her for being disobedient and unsubmissive to him. Well, that was the pretty much caused fear in her, but also everyone that saw that would say, wow, if I don't do everything the pastor wants me to do, he's going to do the same thing to me, which causes fear. Also, the thing of challenging, when that guy challenged the pastor, I'm sure the pastor made it very clear what happened. People found out what happened, so they were realized, wow, we do not challenge the pastor, or big problems will happen. And it caused them to have fear, never challenging the pastor. So. This fear of your leader is not of God. We're not called to fear our pastor. We're to love our pastor, trust our pastor. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if you're afraid of your pastor, if there's major fear towards your pastor, that's a big warning sign. Something is wrong. Secondly, we're going to look at these groups trying to give fear into people to make sure they don't have fellowship with anybody who's left. And one of the reasons probably they do that is because people left may know what's going on, and they don't want the people that are in there to know what's going on or hear anything negative type thing. So they come up with this saying of, one thing we come up with is, if you have fellowship with them, the curse that's on them for leaving, you will also be affected by. And so you could have bad things come to you if you have any relationship with them. Example of situation, this lady was sharing how she had left this church. And then she went to the mall one time and she saw a whole group of her friends, former friends who were still part of this group. When she saw them, she said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And when they looked at her, it's like they saw a ghost. They were scared and they took off as fast as they could from her to get away from her, as if she had leprosy. She's like, wow, they were so close to friends. Well, they've been filled with fear to have any relationship with those who've left. It's forbidden in a lot of these groups. Secondly, if you have fellowship with those who leave, then many times you will have discipline. There was one guy who continued to have fellowship with this other person who was a leader who had been actually kicked out for not accepting that your pastor has complete authority and need to obey in all things. He was looking at more a democratic type setup, whatever type thing that he thought. And so he was removed from the church. This other guy was continuing to have fellowship with him and talking with him and doing things. And so the pastor kicked that guy out of the church. Of course, people realize, oh, if I do have fellowship, not only can the enemy get me, the pastor might actually kick me out of the church. So they're afraid to have any kind of relationship or fellowship with those who left. There's also, they want the people to have a fear of hearing anything negative about the leader or the church. And that's a spiritual thing. It's something that's been trained and taught in. So people are scared to death to hear anything negative of the leader or that group. There was this lady who was visiting someone I know. And this person I know was actually kind of part of the church, but was in the process of leaving. So when this lady came to visit, this person who was in the process of leaving the church shared a few things about the leader that she didn't think were right. And when she was sharing them, this guest, this person who came, who was still part of the church, got scared. She was so afraid, and she got up from the table and quickly went outside and began to walk down the street. Later on, she came back, and I don't know what happened, but tell the truth, what happened is there's something that would come over because you heard something negative. It's spiritually and it's through brainwashing this comes about. And it keeps people from, hearing that negative. That doesn't mean we're to be criticized and come against our leaders. That's not there. We're going to be praying for them. I'm saying to be a scared to death and totally afraid of hearing anything negative or actually saying anything negative is not of God. That's fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. The Spirit of God brings freedom and life. Now C, we're going to look at fear of leaving. They want their people to be very much afraid of leaving the group. That keeps people there and continue to be abused without leaving. We saw an example in the UK. It's not good. It's a control system, and control uses fear. So first, we're going to look at the same umbrella situation. Let's say that your pastor is your covering and he's like your umbrella, and if you ever leave that and leave the church, then you have no covering, no umbrella. Therefore, Satan can beat you up. Terrible things can happen to you. You might get sick. Some family members may die. Big problems will come your way if you leave. It's amazing. And then when things do come, they tell the whole church, hey, see what happened? And that person left. All these bad things could cause fear in the people from leaving. Now, in reality, sometimes there's more problems happening for people who are in the church than those who've left. But those who left is because they left. those who stay in, they need to stay in the strength of God and become stronger through it type thing. It's just kind of this double standard type situation. Now, one story about one person who left was that they had almost died and eventually left the country. Both things were lies, not true. This guy had a cold. He went to the doctor just to get over that cold quicker because he was working. And so he, you know, just got a little bit of help. Well, somehow they spread the word that he almost died. Well, that was a story built up to try to get people to be afraid. Then they said he left the country. Well, he didn't. Saying, oh, if you leave, you'll just have to leave the country because it's going to be so bad or whatever. It's just a lot of deception, a lot of lies to keep people in fear. The truth will set you free. You need to know the truth from the Word of God. Another thing that keeps people bound and not leaving, even though they want to, is the fear of losing friends and family. Because in many of these groups, if you leave, you will be shunned by your friends and by your family. They may say a little hi, but there won't be any real relationship. And there have been many that have left these type of groups because of abuse. They've actually come back because they'd rather endure the abuse than to be separated from their friends and family. And that's kind of the goal, you know, of some of these groups is if they're separated, they'll try to bring them back. It's a sad thing. Truly, if you do leave, you should be able to have complete relationship with any friends you had or any family you had. This is definitely not of God. Three, sense of exposure. There's a lady left a group, and in that group, when she first went, they had something where they had people share all about their life, all the terrible things that happened, and just all the bad things in their life. And they would document them. But it was a way of getting, they said, getting healed up. And it can bring that. There can be some healing there, but it needs to be with people you trust. But if it's this type of group, if you ever leave or you just don't obey, it's used against you to come against you and then to expose you or attack you. So all the things you shared in confidence becomes shared with the whole group or the whole organization all around. And that's what happened with her. She left and they shared it with the whole organization, all the things she had shared in confidence earlier. Be careful. Make sure you share with people you trust. This type of groups, you don't. Because they will use it against you. We should be free. Free to leave whenever we so choose. And I don't think we should be popping around church to church and church. But if God's moving us on to another church, we should be free to go without being attacked and all these problems happening and being shunned and everything. We should be free in Christ. It's nice to have a pastor's blessing. But we don't have to have a pastor's blessing in leaving. Now, a lot of these groups will say, you have to have your pastor's blessing or you can't go, and they usually will not give you the blessing. Give it a few times so it can politically say, hey, I've given blessings before. But in reality, it's used to keep you in there. But in Christ, you have freedom. And ultimately, yeah, let's obey our pastors as they convince us of truth, as they share the word of God. But ultimately, we must obey Christ first.